When this happened, I was 23 and worked full-time at a pizza shop in my local area. I'm not sure if things were going on before this, but as far as I know, everything started and ended on this one night. Me and my best friend, Tim, worked the night shifts at this pizza place. It was a real small shop, having just 3 or 4 tables inside, because we specialized in delivery and takeout. Both me and Tim got our jobs there while we were in college, but just never left. Being in a quiet, rural town too, the job wasn't too much work. Never had busy days really, just a steady flow of orders sometimes. On this night, there was a light storm outside, and in return, business was slow. There were a few orders here and there, but overall, we didn't have much to do. By 10 p.m., Tim suggested we started cleaning up the place, and maybe even clocking out 15 minutes early. I went with it, grabbing some rags to wipe the tables with, when the phone at the front desk rang. I picked up after a few rings.
How can we help you today? Hello?
I waited another 5 seconds before putting the phone down and shaking my head. Just some prank call, I thought. I went back to scrubbing the tables, but at the front of the store, I saw a glare coming from the window. There was a car parked a few spots back. I couldn't see too well through the window in the rain, but there was definitely a light on in the car, like a cell phone or something. The pizza shop was on an individual lot, and there were no other cars, so that was the only reason I noticed them. A moment later, the phone rang again. Tim was closer, so he picked up this time. I could hear someone's muffled voice coming from the phone, and after a short talk, Tim hung up. At the same time, the light in the car turned off, and they drove away. I told Tim what I saw and how it was a little weird, but he shrugged and said it was just some old man who was ordering a pizza for delivery. I looked back at the now empty parking lot. It wouldn't make much sense for someone to order a pizza for delivery from right outside the shop, so I figured Tim was right and it was nothing. He started making the pizza while I continued cleaning. 10 minutes later, Tim boxed it up and handed it off to me to deliver. I ran through the rain to my car, then pulled up the address on my phone. 11 minutes away, not too bad. I pulled out and started making my way there. The roads were dead, nobody out at all. Google Maps took me down to a neighborhood full of large homes, then had me turn down a long driveway that led to a cul-de-sac, where there were 3 more driveways, each leading to a different house. I went down the one Maps told me to and pulled up next to the home. It was one of those large expensive houses, but pretty old looking and not very modern at all. I parked the car and double checked the address with the house number, then picked up the pizza and ran up to the front door.
Hello, pizza delivery.
I took a step back and looked at the front of the house. All of the lights were off. I dialed Tim's cell and had him call the guy who ordered. My phone buzzed a moment later, and Tim told me that his call went straight to voicemail. I shook my head in frustration and ran back through the rain to my car and got in. I tossed the pizza on the passenger seat and started backing out. This wasn't out of the ordinary, getting fake orders or dead deliveries. But it still annoyed me every time. When I got back, Tim was cleaning and said there were no more orders, so we were good to finish up and head out. I tossed the pizza in the trash and started helping him. Both of us were in the back, cleaning the ovens and wiping the prep counters, when a sudden bang came from the front of the building. We looked at each other, then ran to the front. At first, we didn't see anything, but then Tim spotted a small crack on the door. I walked over and opened it, and right outside was a heavy rock, big enough to throw and do some damage with. I looked around, seeing the parking lot was completely empty and nobody was nearby. Both of us were really confused and kind of freaked out. We talked about maybe calling the cops, but neither of us wanted to deal with that right now. To put things in perspective, it was 10 minutes before we were off, and if we called, then we'd be here for another hour at least. The crack on the door wasn't too big, not really that noticeable, so we chose to wait and just tell our manager the next day instead. We quickly finished up with the cleaning and left through the back door where our cars were parked. On the drive home, I rethought all the strange things that happened, and it made me uneasy. I pulled into my driveway and walked inside. It was late, so I knew I had to get in bed soon, but I wanted something to snack on first. I went to the kitchen to see what I had, but before I even opened the pantry, I heard a car splash through the puddles on the street outside my house. From the sound of it, I could tell it was parking. I walked over to my window and peeked outside, seeing a car parked right in front of my driveway. It only took me a second to realize it was the same car I'd seen outside the pizza shop. A cold rush went through me, and I stayed in the window to see what they were doing. The car was still on, but I couldn't see through their window. After a minute of no movement, I took out my phone and called Tim, telling him that I think one of the customers followed me home and was parked right outside my house.
Are you serious? You need to call the cops. Something's not right,
he said, urging me to hang up and call the police immediately. I don't know why I was so nervous to call the cops, but hearing Tim say it made me feel better about it. I moved away from the window and dialed 911. The lady on the line said that they would have someone on their way and that I should stay hidden and wait. I heard a car door open and close, so I quickly said okay and hung up. Looking back out the window, a man was walking up my driveway. He was wearing dark clothes, covering his whole body, and a hood covering his face. As he approached the house, I closed the curtains by the window and waited. His footsteps came to the front door, then they continued across the front of the house until they reached the outside of the window and stopped. The sudden silence made the sound of the rain increasingly louder. I felt like I was standing there quietly for minutes before I stepped forward and moved the curtain an inch to the side, just enough to peek through. The man's cold eyes stared back at me. I let go of the curtain, and the man banged on the window. I stood a few feet away, terrified to death, and just as quick as it started, it ended. There was no more banging, no footsteps, nothing. All that was left was the sound of the raindrops clicking against the window. Although I never heard the man leave, he was gone when the police showed up. No car or man in sight. I told them all that had happened from the middle of my shift to the end of the night. They looked at me like I was crazy, and part of me felt crazy too. None of it made any sense, and there didn't seem to be any motive for the man to have done what he did. Honestly, because of that, the whole night had me messed up for a while. Going through something as senseless as that was really just fucked with my head. I'm hoping that by sharing this, someone may be able to help me understand what happened, or why the man did what he did. It sounds odd, but even now, when it gets really quiet on rainy days, there's an eerie feeling that rushes through me, bringing me back to that night.